It is, let me see if I have this. I'm watching the news here, change the subject really quick. A United Airlines jet, big jet, hit a light pole on the highway. The jet's okay. I mean, it landed. Nobody got hurt. It got a hole in it. It knocked the light off the light pole, and the light fell down and hit a car and hurt the driver in the car. Go ahead, Sean.
And the single most important thing I need to know from that story is how in the hell is a jet low enough to hit a light pole on the highway?
He or the computer misjudged the runway. The highway was, it's like, you know, it wasn't Detroit, it was somewhere out east, but Newark, but it's kind of like, you know, 94 runs real close to our start of our runways. And that's exactly what I wanted to know. I mean, that could have been catastrophic. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, takeoff or landing, miscalculation. Okay, that's a little bit more understood. But, man, I'll tell you, I am not I'm not thrilled with some of the stuff I hear now happening with airlines. Crazy stuff. I don't know if you guys know, don't, when I say donut, Dave owns the GMRS for Peter Downtown. He's really actively involved with Central Michigan and TJ's Machine and that group and everything like that. My counterpart over at DPD. Anyhow, his fiance was on the last flight, she thought, out of Detroit. Turns out it was the last flight for Spirit Airlines ever. And so it kind of made the news when they landed in Texas. bye-bye, Spirit. And bye-bye everybody's money that bought Spirit tickets. Dakota?